Chavav Amid Aleph, the last two lines of the Amid, Ba'osto Rav Nachman L'tamei. Amar Rav Nachman, Lo Sela Shenofal Mishnayim. A person saw that two people were walking, and a Sela dropped out from one of them. Chayv laharzer, so he's chayv to be marzer. Even though a sela zadovar shein by simim, my time who the nofel minei loy miyayish. The one who dropped the sela, which normally he would be miyayish, because it's zadovar shein by simim, is loy miyayish. Meimar omar, Mechtei inish achine lehave badoi. He has a cheshbon that there were these two people together, he and someone else. Now he's missing a seller. There was no one else here. So inish achine lehave badoi elahai, this person. So nikitna lei al chapimon. We'll see a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos exactly what this means. And I'll accuse him unto the shoplifter, say, you took it. I mean, no one else was here. And I can't find it. So Al-Kocho, you took it. That is if there are two people. Bishloisha. What if we have the same scenario by three people? Now, someone saw this whole thing. Someone saw this whole thing, so he's chayev laharzer because this person wasn't miyayish. Vishloisha einei chayev laharzer, my time ahuda nofel mineivadi miyayish. The one who lost it was miyayish. Meimar omar, michdei trei ave badoi. There were two people together with me. Inikitna lahai, if I'll accuse one of them, Oma leisha kilte, I'll say, I didn't take it. Vinikitna lahai, Oma leisha kilte. He told both of them, ready, I lost the sela, and everyone is just giving him condolences, but no one is offering him the sela. So he realizes that whoever he'll accuse, they'll say they didn't take it. So Mamela, he's miyayish. Omar Rove, Chai da Omret b'shloishay nechayim laharzer, lo yamoron el delesbei shove puta l'chol chad v'chad. That this seller that was lost, there is not a shove plute, this coin that was lost, there's not a shove plute for all three of them. Avol ispe shove plute l'chol chad v'chad. What if this matbei that was lost is a shove plute for each one of them? So that means this coin is worth at least three plutes. Then chayim laharzer. Then is chayv laharzer. My timer, Eimer shutvi ninu. Maybe these three people are shutvim. B'loy miyayishi. And he's not miyayish. He's not miyayish because if they shutvim, so he trusts them, the Zichah won't steal it. Why is everyone denying that they have the seller? I mean, he's under the impression that Zichah, one of the two, took it, that's for sure. So they won't be mitzayah him. Wanted to give him a lesson that he should be careful with his money, but there's no suffix in his mind that eventually it's going to be returned to him. So he's not miyayish. So it could be that all these three are shutvim. And if they're all shutvim, I mean like this, if it's worth three plutas, so there's a chiyuv hashoveh to the Bailam, because each of the shutvim possesses a pluta, so there is a chiyuv hashoveh. The whole tzad that he shouldn't have to return it is because he was miyayish. Here he was not miyayish. If they shoot him, he's not miyayish because there is a mutual trust, and he's sure that the one who took it will zicha give it back to him eventually. So there's no yish. Ike da amri omarove. Now that is dafke. If this seller is worth three plutas, so memele there is a tzad that they all three are shutvim, so there is a mitzvah hashoveh, and I cannot be toile that there's yush, because shutvim trust one another, so he's not miyayish, he's sure that eventually he'll get it back. But what if this cell is only worth two plutas? So then, there's no chiyuv hashoveh, because if all three are shutvim, so no one possesses a shoveh plutas, there's no mitzvah of hashoveh sabeda and apoches mishoveh plutas. And if they're not shutvim, so since there's three people, let's say, belongs to one of them, so then he's miyayish because he doesn't trust the other two. That means we have a klal that if there's three people and he hears, and the Baal, no one is offering him back the seller that he lost, so he's miyayish unless they shoot him. So, but here, Maman of Sheikh. Because if they shoot him, so each one has a pachas mishab pruta. If not shoot him, so there's no trust. Iked amri yomarova afal gav the less veil of shtei prutas. Even though there's only two prutas, chayiv lahachzer. He's chayiv lahachzer. Why? My time aim a shoot vinino. Maybe all three are shoot him. And one of them was Moichel or Mafker, his chelik to the other two. So it comes out, and you saw the all three worshutvim. So if the worshutvim, there's a mutual trust. The Zechiyah Vashove could be one of them was Meichel his chelik to the other two, so now the seller that is worth two plutas belongs to two of them. So there's a mitzvah sashova, there's no yish, because if he's so good hearted that he was makne his chelik in the seller to the other two, so Zichel won't steal from them. So memele, so then you mechuyev to return it. So, afilu, even there's only two plutas, there's a chiyuv hashoveh, because I'm telling maybe all three were shutvim, and one was meichel his chelet to the other two, there's a chiyuv hashoveh, and there's a chiyuv hashoveh, and there's no yif. Because it only belongs to two. We'll see Rashi and Tosfos, the Yotzer God brings down a shtikel ha'orev. I mean, these halachas are dependent if, we say, if they shoot them. I mean, there comes out new halachas that maybe if they shoot them, so he's not, if it's worth three putas, he's not miyayish. If they're not shoot them, he is miyayish. Maybe they should from. If they should from, it's not me. Don't take it for yourself. Maybe they should from. So the Eitzah brings down someone there. So, I mean, let him go over to these three people. And he says, and Shuldik, are you three should from? And we'll find out right away. I mean, the Gemara seems as an abstract, Sofik, are they shutim? They're not shutim in Allah. To take him, maybe they are shutim. L'chayre, this Sofik could be in this barrel very easily. And why are you asking? I'm curious. I mean, al kaponim, it's worth a shayla. The Gemara epis, the Eitzah brings down, someone asks this kasha. But let us see Rashi and Tosfos to understand the Gemara a little better. Now, so the first member of Rav Nachman was the Dros Elo Shanofo Mishnayim Chayv Lahachse. My time Mahud Nofo Minei Loi Miyayish. He wasn't Miyayish. May Ma'oma Mechdei Nishachini Lahava Badoi Alhai Nakitna Lev Aminali Anto the Shak Shekalte. They'll accuse this person. He's not Miyayish. He's under the impression that he took it. So Melech says, no, you should be mechuyev to return it. The kitna lay. Now, how will he prove that he took it? The kitna lay. So, how does he expect to prove that Yenna took it, that Yenna will be moide? So Rashi says, mashbana lay shvuas heses. Rashi says, it'll be mashbiyah mashvuas heses. So we'll see, Taisus says, Takasha, how could you be Mashbiya Mashvua Sessus? In order to be Mashbiya Shvua Sessus, need a tiny body. Now he's going to come to Bezdin, he's going to say, you know, he took my cellar. So Bezdin says, how do you know? Well, it can be different. And will Bezdin buy such an assumption? This is Taisus Kasha and Rashi. So Maritzhaias brings down, but in the Hanami, when they'll come to Bezdin, the Dain will tell him, you have a very nice assumption, but you can't be Mechayev Shvuas Heses. But Al Kaponim, till he comes to Bezdin, until he learns the Shulchan Aruch, he's under the impression that he will be Mechayev Shvuas Heses. The sometimes ignorance is bliss. That means he thinks he'll be able to Mechayev Shvuas Heses, so Lamai say he's not Miyayish. When he'll come to Bezdin, we'll find out differently. But Al Kaponim, till he comes to Bezdin, he's under the impression that he could be Mechayev Meshvuas Heses because of his assumption. So Mamele is not Miyayish. Lo Nisyayish Miyak Shemishmesh V'Loi Motza. V'Nimtze Shebo Liyadze Livnei Yish. So it comes out that this person picked it up before Yish. That means he saw it. He saw what happened. He saw exactly who dropped it. And so he picked it up before Yish, because this person, Lamais, is not Miyayish, even though all the time a person is Mamashmish by Matbeah. But here, he's under the impression that this person took it. Balochek Abaya. Now, Rashi throws in a voto, and we pass him like Abaya. So, what is Pshat Rashi? Say, so Mishnah Salevi says a beautiful beer. He says as follows. Be'emesin, if this person would know, let us just think for 1 minute what he thinks occurred, and what really occurred. This person is under the impression that this his chava took the cellar. That's not, and he'll be able to get it out of him. Fine. So therefore, he's not miyayish. So he thinks it's not ovud. It's not ovud. It's going to be he's gonna get, he's gonna schlep this person to Besdin, he's gonna make him swear Shavuos Esses, he won't swear Shavuos Esses, so. And he's under the impression that it's not over. It's mainly he knows exactly where the seller is. Now, between you and me, this person didn't take it. And this third person, so lo seller shenofal mishnayim, and the taker fell, the second person didn't take it. So really it is avud. Now, if he would have known that it's avud, he would have known that it's avud, he'd be miyayish. He lost something, shame by Simon. So mamela, he'd be miyayish, finished. No, he thinks it's not avud, because he thinks Yenna took it. So good. So he doesn't know that it's avud. So that's the Tai Chi Yishalim does. According to, that's the Machloikis Abaye V'Rova. Rova says if you would know that it's avud, you'd be miyayish. You don't know. So mamela, so Rova says Yishalim does have a use. Abaye Oz Yishalim does lay have a use. If he would have known, he would have been miyayish. So that's Pshat and Rashi. V'alochek Abaye, we paskin like Abaye, so even though, if be'etzim it is Ovud, no, he doesn't know it's Ovud. If he would have known that it's Ovud, he would have been miyayish, that's Yishalim Adas. But he asks a pertinent question. Let us see exactly what happened. Lo sela shenofal mishnayim. That means we have here, let's be megashim d'inyan, we have here Reuven and Shimon are walking, and all of a sudden Levi is behind them, and the Levi sees how a seller falls out of Reuven's pocket, and he sees this, and so the Reuven lost the seller, and 2 minutes later, he sees Reuven is mashmish pekisha doesn't have the seller, and all of a sudden he sees Reuven. Shimon, what did you do with the seller? And Shimon says, I don't know anything about you. What are you talking about? And he sees the fight. No, the seller's over there, and so lechayre, if Reuven would have known the whole story, lechayre wouldn't be miyayish. I mean, if he would know that Levi saw that he dropped the seller, so Levi knows the seller belongs to Reuven. I mean, Levi knows Levi, so why should it be Miyash? I mean, we're going, if he would have known that Shimon didn't take it, he would have known that it's over, he'd be Miyash. I mean, why are we only looking at the part of the picture? If he would have known this chalek, he would have been Miyash. Look. But if he would have known the whole picture, l'chayre, if he would have known that Levi saw that he dropped the seller, so l'chayre, he wouldn't be miyayish. So what does it have to do to the machlokes ha'Bible? But this kasha, the Mishnah Salevi asks. I think what he means to answer is as follows. Be'etzem, the getter, Afilu, he would know the whole story. He would know the whole story. Shimon didn't take it. But if Shimon didn't take it, it's taki lost. Taki lost, that means that it's not, he's under the impression it's not lost, and he's bekoyach to retrieve it. That's what his impression is. Shimon took it, it's not lost, and then I'll get it back. That's why he's not miyayish. If he would have known that Shimon did not take it and it's lost, so it's lost. Lost means it's not betoichi to retrieve it. That means it's lost. He's on the person, he can retrieve it. He can't retrieve it. That what Levi saw it, and Levi knows the whole thing, that doesn't make it ice lost. I mean, So Levi knows that Reuven lost it. About Kaponim, we have to know, is Reuven miyayish, yes or no? If Reuven would know that it's lost, it'd be miyayish. So Levi knows mean like we hear a Tosfos Daf Chav Dalet. Rav Shimon ben Elazar says that by Roi Vakum you miyayish. So Tosfos asks Akashem, why do you have to say Roi Vakum is miyayish? Because he's miyayish. Typically, if I find that I can assume that a guy lost it, and why do you say that I'm allowed to keep it? So Tosfos says, because I know that a Yid lost it. I mean, I know that a Yid lost it. But he doesn't, that's irrelevant. He doesn't know what I know, and he thinks a guy will find it. Or he thinks, so Mamela, he's Miyayish. I mean, according to Rabbi, if he would know that it's lost, he'd be Miyayish. So I know about it. So I know that he's Miyayish. Because if he would have known that it's lost, he would be Miyayish. So, the whole thing that's holding him back from Yish is because he's under the impression it's not lost, but it's not a loss. Shimon doesn't have it. That is, if there are two people walking, so he's not Miyayish. But if there are three people, so then he is Miyayish. Inikitne, if I'm going to go and accuse him, v'niyochela hashbiyay b'tayne shema. So Tosfos says, I can't be mashbiyim with a tiny, Rashi says, I can't be mashbiyim with a tiny shema. Sheinish boim with tiny shema loisan ashneim b'mishne veilunish boim shalai b'tayne. There are only certain shvuas that you can be mashbiyim with a tiny shema, but a shvuas says that you can't be mashbiyim with a tiny shema. So he's miyayishtake because he has no way of retrieving his seller. V'yivtayma ha'mikame yish osi liyotei. It's affect Rashi, but v'nisht v'y ha'mikame yish osi liyotei v'kim nilchus ha'kabai v'yal kagam amon tamois meidi yediyim miyad. Now, when he loses something, he knows about it right away. And since he knows that he can retrieve it from Reuven or Shimon, so Mamela, he's Miyayish. It's Lachayi. He's Miyayish right away. That is Davkim. If it's not worth three Plutas, but if it's worth three Plutas, so then again, could be he's not Miyayish. Eim Shutvininu. So could be all three are Shutvin B'Selazu. V'Nemonim Zelza. Each one trusts the other one. V'Ein Echot Choshed Es Chavere Bechelke. One is not Choshed, the other one on his Chayle. L'Chimish Mesh B'Kisei V'Loi Motzo. And he was Mamash Mesh B'Kisei and didn't find it. Lo Yayish. He wasn't Miyayish. Meimar Omar, he's under the impression, Echad min ha-shutvim motzo, one of the shutvim must have found it. Letzareini hu shoysik, why isn't he saying that he found it? He wants to, mitzare me a little bit. V'nimtzo, but he's not miyayish, because if they're shutvim, he's not miyayish. V'nimtzit shebo liyazel, lefnei yish bos liyodoy. See, he took it before yish. Again, we say like Abaye. Hilkach, af al gav the seller dover shein by simenu. So he's not miyayish, because he thinks that one of the two should command it. If he would have known that it's lost, like he would have been miyayish. But we pass him like Abaye. Hilkach aval gav de sela dovo shein vaysimin hu chayv lahafsa. He's chayv lahafsa. Aval ki ein vay sholish plutas, but if it's not worth sholish plutas, the sela monofsha. He should vim hain, if all three are should vim, he should win him boy ain't come shabbat. There's no chiyuv shabbat on a pochus mishavu pluta. So since each Bailim possesses less than a Shava Pruta, there is no Chiva Shava Samedim. So Mamil, if they are Shutvim, so there's no Chiva Shava. There's not no Yish, but there's no Chiva Shava. Ve'im shel echad mehem hu oishol shnayim. But if all three are not Shutvim, it only belongs to one or two of them, no Yeshu. If only two of them are Shutvim, so they're toile, but this one is a ganav. He's saying he didn't take it. That's what he's saying. That means this third one who is not a Shutv is saying, well, one of you took it. So Lamaise, you can't accuse him because there's someone else that could have also taken it. So then there's Yish. Hey, me Shutvininu, umehem ni adodi, vein choishtin zeze, nimseish shepos, so if the Shutvim, that means if it's worth, the seller's worth three putas, so you're not allowed to take it because maybe they are Shutvim and they're not Miyayish because one trusts the other. There's a problem, really, Taisvis is going to ask the Kashi. That we said shloishele emorin el the less peishava puta lechol chad. This peishava puta lechol chad v'chad chayv laharzer heim meshutunin v'lei miyayisha. So this is Rava. Now Rava holds yish shloim medas have a yish. So there's a problem. So Rashi is saying that means if he would have known. If he would have known that none of them found it, that's the story over here. He would have been miyayish because he's only under the impression that one of the Shutvim found it. Well, Shutvim, they trust one another, but if he would have known that it's Taka lost, he would have been miyayish. So Rashi says very good, we pass in like a bayah. But here Rav is explaining this din. Shabosli is liyazel if naish. Taisa says this kasha. Taisa says it's sad. Maybe Rava was made. Maybe Rava was made to Abaye after they slug them up. And Rashi doesn't say this. Rashi says Allah kabaye. Maybe we're going to slap it. But then this is a shtickle problem that Taisus asks on Rashi. Let us see Taisus. Shenofel mishnayim chayiv lahachzer. That if a seller fell from shnayim is chayiv lahachzer, hafilu ein beisimen. The einay misyayish loilam. Now Taisus says a different beer than Rashi. Taisa later is going to slug up Rashi. Rashi says, Taisa says, he's not afilayim beisimin deinim is yayish loylam. He's not miyayish. He'll never be miyayish. Umayri, Taisa says, sheshneyem bikshu yachat, koidem shebozeh motzot. That means both of them were looking for it. That means this is the scenario that the third person sees. The third person is in the back. He saw how Reuven dropped the cell. He saw the cell fell. Then he sees these two people are looking high and low to look for the cell. They don't find the cell. So Reuven is under the impression that Shimon took it. Now Taisus says this twice. The einay misyayish loylam. He's not misyayish loylam. Shemachashev yachzirenuli. He's going to return it to me. Shevayishenu berabim vayichiach loy shemotzo. So Taisus has a that what the Gemara says nakitnalei. So Taisus learns chad nakitnalei does not mean I'll take him to Bezlam and mechayv him as shuas heses. No, nakitnalei means that I'll be mevayishim barabim till he'll be meider. I'll never take no for an answer. I'm sure that he took it. So Taisi says, the Einoi Misyayish Loila. We'll come back to this in a minute. Ulekach Nami Amrinim Besamuch, Eimer Shutfininu. The Gemara says later that could be both of them are Shutfin. Mehicha Taisi they're Shutfin. Kiven Shari Inum Mechapsin Yachad. We saw both of them searching for it. And since both were searching for it, that is the reason why Reuben thinks Shimon took it. Because they both were searching for it, so it didn't disappear in thin air. So of course Shimon took it. And that's why, so we see Shimon was helping him look for it. Umasha Perish Rashi Mitam Yiyush Shalai Midas. Rashi said, that it's Yishalei Midas, Einire, the Rava Sover, the Habiyush, Rava is Yishalei Midas Habiyush, who Meforish Pesomoch Milsei the Rav Nachman. And he explains Pshat and Rav Nachman, so according to Rava, if Yishalei Midas Habiyush, So he's a miyayish, he thinks he did take it. I mean, Lamai said all these miyoynes are, they shoot him, they trust one another. If he would have known that it's lost, he would have been miyayish. Now, we have to understand what happened over here. Taisves asks Akasha and Rashi. Rava seems to transmit with the Svara of Rav Nachman. That means that he's not Miyayish because they shoot him and they trust one another and he's not Miyayish. Fine. But if he would have known that it's lost, Lamaisa, this story is really Selish enough out because Lamaisa is lost. None of them took it. It's lost. Now, so let's make a cheshbon. So if he would have known that it's lost, he'd be miyayish. So what is Chatan Taisvis? Taisvis dingsach with Rashi. Rashi said, Yishalei Medas, we paskin like a bayah. Frek Taisvis, and Chudit, but Rava was also masking to this halacha. So why do you say that Rava was made at Abaye? It's not Mistava like that. Rashi Zichah didn't say like that. Rashi said, we paskin like Abaye. Fine. So what's Pshat and Taisvis? So, I mean, good. So, Rava is also masking, so there's a big problem. So if he would have known that it's also would have been Miyayish. So, the Mishnah Salevi brings down the stipler. The stipler saw a murdikazach in this tesis. That means, till now, we hear a machlokes abaye v'rova yishle midas, habi yishle, habi yish. So, we understood the machlokes as follows. That Rava holds, if he would have known that it's lost, he would have been miyayis, even though he doesn't know, but that alone, that if he would have known to be miyayish, so that's also a yish. It's a yish b'koyach. I mean, they don't need a yish b'koyach. A yish b'koyach is also not. So then we have a problem over here. So why isn't so? So what is pshat and rove? If they shoot for me, not miyayish. But if he would have known that they shoot, have didn't take it, he would have been miyayish. So the stipler says, the Seif Simen Chav Gimel, he brings the right from this Taisvis, that Rava had a different understanding why Yish Leimedas are Yish. The Svara of Rava is given the Vada Yisyayish Lebesayif. Since he's either going to be Misyayish, Hayiyush the Lebesayif Moyel Lemavreya Me'achshav Kiven Sha'imid Lehisyayish. I'll say the words, I don't understand. But the stipler says, Rava held that since when he finds out, he will be Miyayish. So the Poyel will be Miyayish later. That's for sure, be Miyayish. When he finds out, it will be Miyayish. And it's Oymed now Lehisyayish. So Memele, so the Yish Lebesayif helps for now, because he's aiming to be Miyayish. But Lemaisa, you need a Yiyush Lebesayif. If Lemaisa, he'll never find out, then Rav is also my Yiyush Lemedas to have a Yiyush. Yiyush Lemedas that Rav holds have a Yiyush is as follows. Since later when he finds out, he is Miyayish, and he's aiming to find out, so the later Yiyush helps Lebafreya. Because I know he will be Miyayish. But if he'll never be Miyayish, so then Rav is also made that Yishulay Midas Loi have a Yish. Now, let us look at the Lashon of Tosfos. Tosfos said two times, Afilu Ein by Simon, the Einoi Misyayish La'ila. And Tosfos says this again, Lachain Sova Vadi Shechaveri Lokri Shabik Sheimoi, Ve'einoi misyayish lo'olam shemechashev yachzirenu likshevayishenu v'ram v'chiyach lo'y shemotzei. Tosfos says, over here in this case, he's never miyayish. That means he's under the impression you have to be strong, you can't be idle. This, I know this guy took it, so I'll be mevayishim, till he'll be by there. So Einei Misyayish Loilom. Tosfos understood according to Rava that what Rava's Yish Loimedas Ave Yish is if Bepoil will eventually be a Yish. So I say the Yish Bepoil later helps Lamafrei since it's Oimed Lishayish. But if Bepoil will never be a Yish, then Rava is also made that Yish Loimedas Loi have a Yish. And that's why Tosfos holds that our Gemara is doing it according to Rava. Because he'll never be Miyayish. He's stubborn. This person Zichet took it. I'll be Mavayishim once. He won't be Maida. I'll be Mavayishim again. I'm gonna be consistent till he'll be Maida that he took it. Because I know clearly that he took it. Or if they're all Shutvim, I know they took it and eventually give it back to me, so he's never Miyayish. So if you learn the way we learn, and the way perhaps Rashi learned like that, that together be Yish Lamedas, but Ravid, if you would have known that it's Takeloh, should be Miyayish, so Yish B'Koyach is also a Yish, so then it's Tali the Machlikas Abayi Barabbas. We have a problem over here. It's Vuskate Maron that they shoot him, but Lamaise, the Shutvim didn't take it, it's lost, and if he would have known that it's lost, it'd be Miyayish. And that's Jesus Rashi, and that's why Rashi had to say, we paskin like Tabayi. Rashi held according to Rava, the Sugi doesn't stem. And Tosfos said, no, we see Rava is masking to the Sugi. So Al Kochav, there's a different lumdis in Gansen. Here he's not oimidli yishayish loilam, and if he'll never be miyayish bepoil, so then I feel according to Rav a yish limidas lehav a yish. Umash epirish nami. Now Rashi said that what's the nakitna lay? How does he think he'll be able to prove that Yenna took it and it'll be made? Sheshbienu shvuseses kosher. V'chiyash v'yenu b'tayne sofik. So Tosfos asked this kasha and Rashi. Shvu says, need a tayne sbori. These are only assumptions. No one was around. You must have taken it. So how can you be mashbi with a tayne sofik? ומיהו יש לומר דטוין בורי לפי שלא היה שם אחת הימו. He holds, no one else was there, and it's not here, and it didn't disappear into there, so koch, you took it. That is considered a tiny bore. Ach koshe. But Taisvis asks, but the whole cheshbon of Rashi, that Rashi says to be mashbi, mashvus eses, to be made bar kapora dain loy nisken no shvus eses. Now, how does Bar Kapora come in? Because the Gemara before, we heard this Gemara before, Omer Ishlokish Mishim Bar Kapora Kigain Shaso Pundik Lushloisha Yisrael. And the Gemara said this Gemara, since it's Shloisha Yisrael, so there is Miyayish because he doesn't know who to accuse. So that's why he's Miyayish. That's why he's Miyayish. Because there's three. So we're going in Bar Kapora. So Taisvis says to be made Bar Kapora, Dain Loi Nisken or Shvuas Heses. Nir Lefoy Shabaloi Shvunim Miyayish Loi Lom Kedefrishis. That without a shvu is not miyash, because he holds he'll be mavayishim, and that's how he'll prove that he took it. The Teres Chayim for him for Rashi, that Rashi holds that shvu's heses was bizman hamishna also, but that what Rav Nachman was misaken shvu's heses, that means if there's a hoichoche that the teveya is right, then you can be machayev shvuas heses afilu bizman hamishneh. Av Nachmu is machadish afilu. There's no echach, only his tain alone. So Rav Nachmu is machadish in odom tveim kein yeshlo. That also is sufficient with machayev shvuas heses. But if there's a hechach that is right, then afilu bizman hamishneh there was a shvuas heses. And here there's a hechach that he's right because there were only two people and it didn't disappear in thin air. Loy amoren ala ki les pe shove pute lechol chad vechad. So now Rav said, when is there a yiyush by three, if there is not a shove, there's not three, it's not worth three putes. Aina ki leke sholish putes ala beis. The man of shechein tzorich lahatsi, you don't have to return. Im shlosh den shutvim, ein kan kedei ha-shove. So there's no chiyav ha-shove b'chlal l'cholecha. V'im einam shutvim, oivid yishayich, ki yishnayim yitru, kolecha dal chavere. So that means if it's less than three prutis, so m'monu shechim to shutvim, there's no chiyav ha-shove. If they're not shutvim, so there's no trust. V'im toima. V'neich yishem yishnayim heim shutvim. Maybe both of them, it's worth two prutis, and two are shutvim. Dein choishtin zeza, vlemish yaishi, so sheshneyem yitanu betaynes bori lishlishi. And they're gonna accuse the third one. Forget, they trust one another. So kochel is the third one that took it. So afilu, it's two prutes. So they're also, he is not miyayish. Not the way Rava said. V'chem vike da amri amai kama hani shutfim ninu. V'chad minayu ochil monosei. The only cheshbon the Gemara had to say, if there's two plutes, I say he's not miyayish, because all three are shutfim, and one was meichles chaylik. Gabi chavre, neime, eime shnayim emeim shutfim, bein choshnim zesa, v'yem rabadai shashli shilom. That's Taisvus Kasha. So afilu, it's only worth two plutes. These two trust one another. So from each one, they're not miyayish. And so Kochlu, the third one, took it. Vishloime devadi kileka l'shnayim. If there's only two people, ha'echad yitain bori l'chaveru. So one will taine, you took it. It didn't disappear in thin air. Amuk shiyesh loyshe. But if there's three people, even though two trust one another, lo yitanu tainis bori. But if there's three people, even though one trusts the other, Yitinu Tainas Borilishlishi, Apulu Yu Shnaimem Shutvim, the Nehaydein Chosh Den Zeh Zeh, one is not Chosh the other to steal it, we come up from Sober Shashutav Lokol Atzar, but there's a possibility that they shouldn't have taken the Tzari, as Man Merubah, Kid Yomah Besomach. Vike Sholish Prut, is Deine Mishyayishim, Shesum Shechav Rei Motzum, Umali Mehem Lahakti, to the Tzair, as Man Merubah, Seib Yachzirenu. So Memele, the minute there's three people, even both are Shutvim, the one who lost it is Miyayish, because he can't accuse anybody. The Shutav, he knows, didn't steal it, but could be the Shutav is holding it to be Mitzayrim. So Memele, so Akochoch, he can't accuse anyone with the Behirus. So Memele, so he's Miyayish. Why do Shloima? The Kivin Sheshloisha Hilchim Yachad. If we are going together, in loyme shutvim shnaimem, aloy kulam shutvim oikalechad vechad labadi. Now Taisus says something very interesting. Taisus says, this tzad that the Gemara has, that all three are shutvim, is, mehecha Taisus, should we say such a thing, is one of the reasons is because we see they're going together. So the tzad shutvim, so manavshech, if the going together is a simen that they should swim, so three are should swim. If it's not a simen, so not two are should swim. I mean, either you reckon with the simen, you don't reckon. So either all three are should swim or they're not should swim at all. But to say two are should swim and one is not a should swim, we have no right to say such a thing. Now, zech the Gemara weiter. Va'omar Rove. This is a Amuridiki Gemara over here. Roa Sela Shanofta. Someone saw, Reuven saw that Shimon lost a Sela. Not Lo Lifnei Yish. Now, Shimon picked it up Lifnei Yish. Almenas Legoislo. He saw Yenna lost it. Now, if he'd be an Elah Yid, we'll see, there's a mitzvah of Shavas Aveda, there's a Leisuch HaLisalem, there's a Hoshev Teshivim, this person was given an opportunity, min HaShemayim, to be Mekayim, two mitzvahs, and later, he picked it up on Manas L'Goyzlo, I'm going to take it for myself. Is Oiva Bekulam, so now, with this picking up, with an intent to steal it, he's not such a tzaddik, he's gonna return it, he's gonna take it for himself. Opportunity doesn't knock too often, Yenna lost a seller, he's taking it for himself. So Memele, Oive Bekula, so this person, with this one atila, he just got three avails. Mishum Loi Sigzel, Mishum Hashev Teshivein, Mishum Leisucha Leisale. He was over now, one shot, he picked it up with a machshove to keep it. He was over three avails. That's one thing. Falgav the Chosro Lahachayish. Now, afterwards, he heard Yenna was Miyayish, and then he got to hear a tshuva, listen, Sefeltim Nishkain Averis, three Averis to be able. So he decided he's going to return it. Yenna was Miyayish. But then he decided, no, he returned it after Yish. Matonehu de Yoivlei Visure de Ovad, which is Pilei Ploim. So the Gemara says that he returns it, it's only a Matone. But the surim that he was over already. Which is this a very, very difficult gemara. Now let us see what Rashi says. Ro sela shenoflo, v'loi gosine mishnai. One person lost it. Not lo lifnei yish. Shloisho kidei lemashmesh zeb bekisei. Now what does Rashi say? Now this Rashi is a very important Rashi. He took it before Yush. So Rashi had a kasha, actually he took it before Yush, you know. A person loses a cellar, Adam, a mashmish, bekise, bekosho. Bekosho, you have to learn this with a grain of salt. That means every 2 minutes he touches his kiss to see if his money is there. And Loisho, and this guy who saw it, he went to pick it up before his mashmish, bekise. Mashmish, once every 2 minutes, he picked it up. As soon as it dropped, he picked it up after the first minute. Fine. Fine. Now, so this is very good, like Abaye. Abaye holds Yishalei Medas Lehavi Yish. I mean, this person lost a cellar. He lost a cellar. Now, if he would have known he lost it, he's going to find out in a minute. But this is where Rashi said that there's a 2 minute span that other mamashmish b'chol shoa once every 2 minutes. So he dropped it, and we have yet a minute left. And I saw it, and I picked it up. So Rashi says, so I took it lifnayush. I took it lifnayush. He wasn't a mamashmish yet. Now, if he would have known that he lost it, then he would have been miyayish already. But he does know. We pass on like Abaye. Again, we pass on like Abaye. But we have a shtickle problem over here. Again, we have a problem. V'amarove. V'amarove. This is problematic. It's a big problem. V'amarove. Now, Rove, of all people, Rove holds Yish Lemidas Havi Yish. There's a problem. So, to Rishonim asked this kasha, and one of the terutzim is, v'geris v'marabe. Oh, Hashem. Was a girsa. V'marabe, rabe. No, rabe holds like a baye. That yish le'medas, le'yav yish, we pass it like a baye, and rabe also holds like that. Oh, Baruch Hashem. So now, so that hurdle we just overcame. Now we're going to know that if we're goyres rabbe, we just, besides for answering this kasha, we have another, we just for answered another kasha also. This is a shreklach gemara. The gemara says he picked it up, he's able to sigza, he's able to shetashib, he's able to shetashib, he's able to shetashib. Fine. Okay. Now, he went and returned it. Then he was miyayish. Then he Yenna went and Yenna to hear a tshuva, returned it. Atana Balma the Yoivlay. Maybe if it's Purim Yimekayim Atana Slav Yoivlay. That's it. But these three Averis Yoiva. Hawaii's over. Was kind of Piyush. Shame is Shemai. How you kind of Piyush? You pick up before Yush. So, it's Visura Sulu Yoivlay. You're a Gazlin. How is he come? Matona Balma to Yoivlay. It's a pachad neire. This Gemara is a pachad neire. Well, what's a matona Balma to Yoivlay? So there's a balamoyer in Asugye. The balamoyer says, Rabbi in Babekame held that Yish is kinda by a gazlan al stakonis Hashem. There's a rabbi in Berube that holds like that, that Yish is kinda by a gazlan. Oh! Rabbi Lishitosei. So now that we were Geiris Rabbi, we were Maviach. Two problems. Number one, there's no problem of Yerushalayim Medas, because it's Rabbi. And number two, now we can understand the Maton Abalmu Diyoy. It was kind of a Yish, because Rabbi holds there was a Takon, they made a Takon of the Gospel, it's kind of a Yish. So Mamela, so now it's a Meredikazach. So he picked it up. Since he was a Gazlan, that means Al Tzaveit, could be this in the Misura Seed, but by a Gazlan they made a Takonis HaShavim, so Memele, so the minute he was Miyayish, he was kind of Biyish. So Memele gives it back, Matona Balma de Yoivlei, but these three Avelis he was like. This is the Shita of the Balamayr, and it could very be Well, this is Rashi Shita also. Before we see Tosfos, I'd like to mention the Vayakev Ben Zan and Imre Moshe, a beautiful Ha'ore. L'chayre, we're speaking about Averis, L'chayre, 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 this person is a ganef. He should be over L'chayre, also. I mean, he didn't announce it that Gazlan is, Yedda didn't see it, but he's a ganef. He should be over L'chayre, also. Let's give him another Averis. Let it be careful. I mean, we're throwing the books at him. Zigzel, Yisrael Salem, and Hashiv Teshivim. They let him pay careful also. He's over Le Signoi. This Amir de Kekashim. But the Achoyne Mask, the Gdele Achoyne Mask, this Kashim. Just like when they say over Achirif Shetoret, that they bring from the Imre Moshe, Priskerov, very, very interesting Teretz. We learned in Bava Kamma, there's a pasuk, v'gunav mi beis ha'ish, v'loi mi beis ha'ganav. That means like this, that the whole chiyuv of kefil, that's for sure, is v'gunav mi beis ha'ish. I stole it from the rishus of the nignav, I'm chayv to pay kefil. What is if Reuven stole something from Shimon, and Levi steals this thing from Reuven, so Levi is potter to pay kefil to Shimon, because it was not, when he stole it, it was not Bershus HaNiknav. And the pasuk says, V'gunav mi beis ha'ish, v'loi mi beis ha'ganav. So we learn that the whole chiyuv of gneiv is only if it's bershus anignav. If it's not bershus anignav, there's no chiyuv gneiv. And let's now go into the whole machlekes. It's a tremendous machlekes, but there's others that hold that there's no chiyuv kefil, and there's no iser of gneiv. Gzeile doesn't have to be mirshusoy. There's a difference between loisigzel and gneiva. Gneiva is v'gunav mi beisish. Gneiva has tnoim. It has to be stolen mirshus hanignav. That's one yisod. Yisod number two, there's a big machlekes achoinim, is an aveda called birshusoy. When I lose something, is it called birshusoy or not birshusoy? So other achrayim want to say aved is not called b'shusay. It's not b'shusay. It's not b'shusay. It's not b'shlitosay. He doesn't know where it is. So memele. So this is a very charifish teretz that achrayim say he's not able to sing now because since it was lost, so it's not b'shusay. The isak neiva the chiyuvik neiva is only v'gunav mi beisayish. That's a din in hilchas neiva. So Nilchis Gneve, you're Taka Potter, and an Aveda. But you're even Leisigzel, and Leisuchel Isalim, and Hoshev Tishivim.